Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1. It's the jewel in the crown of the British Broadcasting Corporation.
She started giving it the big I am, Charlie Big Potato, giving it all the lemon.
Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Good morning, everybody.
Howdy, partner.
You were a bit late this morning, weren't you?
How'd you know that?
Anyway, so, hey?
How'd you know that?
I know everything.
You have the same cab driver as me this morning.
Hey?
You have the same cabbie as me this morning.
What happened to you last night, then?
I went out to celebrate the end of my exams.
And what time did you get to bed?
About 11.
What time did you get to bed?
About 11.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. After 11, though?
No, it was about 11-ish.
It was after 11, though, wasn't it?
Half 11, maybe.
Okay, all right, fine. How do I know all this?
Are you talking with my wife?
No. I was actually joking when I said you were late this morning.
I was late this morning, though. The first I knew about this morning was her indoors nudging me and kind of going, it's 20 past five, and I normally get up at 4:30, of course.
Yeah. First thing I knew about this morning was Rachel calling me and going, it's 6:40. Bearing in mind, it's now 6:58. That's right. I'm looking great.
Preceded by, where are you? Because I was joking, thinking that you were coming in.
I'm in bed. And she goes, no, you're not. Where are you? I'm in bed. It's 6:40!
I'm up. It's like you're not washed.
What?
You're not washed then.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I was totally washed. So, no, I'm washed and I'm ready and I'm fired up and all.
You woke up 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, you live 10
Brush
minutes
my
away.
Teeth. Scrub myself. Deodorant. I've even got a bit of wang on. You know, the Vera wang, yeah. Obviously. I'm not wrong. And honestly, be honest, how do I look?
A mess.
No, I don't look a mess. I look fantastic. Be honest, Rachel. How do I look?
Great, Chris.
There you go. See you, Dave? Ha ha.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
I've got a bit of Mr. Sleepy Peepy in my eye, though. I'll give you that.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know them little bits of
sleepy dust.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Anyway, 6:57. Good morning! It's the Kaiser Chiefs from Radio 1, and every day I love you less and less. I had to dedicate that song to my alarm clock. Ha ha. You see that, because every day...
Mm.
Right. I don't look. How are the eyes? Because I've got to be honest, they feel closed.
They're puffy.
Really?
You are Puff Daddy this morning.
I'll go and sort myself out while you two are reading the news. I'll go off and put my my anti-puffy powder on and come back in and look sparkling. I don't know what that means, but... So you're late and I'm late today.
I wasn't
but,
as late
but,
as
none
you.
But none of us are late because we're all here on time. Work that out. Go on.
What?
Work it out.
Work what out?
Well, you did say yes. Right, Jamiroquai coming up, and then we're going to play the choral. What's your face for now? Don't do the faces. I'm paranoid as it is. I think I'm still in bed, and you guys are on my bed. I've only woken up. Don't make faces at me, right?
Just to clarify, we're not on your bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, whose bed am I in?
Not
please
not
don't
in
tell
bed.
Me I'm awake and at work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What, wearing what I'm wearing? Jamiroquai, the choral coming up in just a few seconds. Let's get news to sport. It's 2 minutes past seven.
It's now 5 minutes past seven.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Aye.
That's better.
Is it making any difference?
No.
Hang on, you haven't looked yet.
Why are you patting yourself in the eye?
No. Around the eye.
Oh.
You need some cucumber.
Apparently...
Hey, leave it out, will you, love? I told you.
That'll wake you up. Apparently you need some pile cream.
You're an obsessed woman. What?
Pile cream, apparently, is what you put around your eye.
You leave it out as well. I don't put pile cream on, and I don't want a cucumber. Are the eyes less puffy now?
They... Possibly, but they're red round where you've been...
Right, okay.
So that fixes your...
It bloody hurts. Anyway, good morning. We were meant to take our exam yesterday. And... I didn't want to do it. And it's fair to say, neither did Dave. or Carrie, or Dominic, or Rachel, or Alan. However, Rachel being a corporate animal that she is, she said that we had to do the exam, and we couldn't not do the exam and go to a theme park, because apparently it would set a bad example. Although, personally, if you'd rather go to a theme park than do an exam, and then you act upon that, and do actually go to a theme park rather than do an exam, then you're a thicko in the first place, and I don't think what I said have anything to do with your decision. So, let's be honest, you were always set for a life working in a 24-hour garage. Till your mid-50s.
Good morning to you if you're working in a garage now.
Yeah, you shouldn't have gone to that theme park, should you? You should have gone... Yeah, that's right. So anyway, I thought we should have gone to the theme park. Rachel thought we should have done the exam. Find out what we did in two records time. It's 7:07. Good morning.
Because it's exam time again, we're taking an exam.
Maybe.
So Chris and Dave can prove to you just how clever they am. Although Chris writes these jingles, he knows his grammar isn't good. He writes the words too quickly and they never really fit into the jingle.
But the irony that they do is thick.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio.
And then they give me the shortest record in the world to play. I've only got time to wake up. Good morning, everybody. Hey, how you doing? They're great. It's Coral and passing on, which is nice to say that again. Before that, Jamiroquai, and feels just like it should, which is great.
What a rocking start to the morning it is.
Do you know where that got to in the chart, Jamiroquai? I've got a question for Dave. Where did that get to in the chart?
I would say that made the top 20.
It only came out on Monday. Hasn't charted yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a trick question then.
Well, I'm playing it and I'm thinking, as I'm walking out, I'm thinking, is this even out yet? We seem to have been playing that all year. I like it, though. I like all the radio music. Well, no, some of it's crap, but most of it's brilliant. So, here's a question then. Did we do our exams yesterday or did we go to a theme park?
1, 2, 3, kick.
I can now reveal the truth of what we did yesterday.
Okay, team, silence, please. The exam is about to commence. The time is now 11 o'clock. You may turn over your papers. Thank you.
And then... We did both! Hey!
You see, we did our work and then we had a reward at the end.
We genuinely, at 11 o'clock yesterday, sat down for an hour and did a GCSE paper, right? For over an hour.
Hour and a half, bro.
Forget that. Yours was longer. I did all my paper, which I thought was fairly easy.
Did you?
I've got to be honest. Seriously, if I'm honest, I think it would have been... If I'd have revised, I think it would have been easy. Because... It seemed easy enough, I just didn't know what he was talking about. Does that make sense? You do know what I mean
Yeah,
by
because
that.
It's one of those papers where essentially what you've got to do is regurgitate a lot of information that you have stored, yeah. And if you haven't got it stored, then it's difficult if you've got it stored.
Explain the reasons for X, Y, Z happening. Now, if I knew that, I'd be able to explain it, but I didn't, so I just made stuff up. But we're going to have the results of the exam this morning. Now, the only trouble is... We went and did our exam, and then we got in our cars and we went to a theme park, the nearest theme park to us, pretty much. And that was great. But we also brought along the teacher as well, because we thought he deserved a good day out after the morning.
Okay, guys, any questions before we start?
Sir?
Yes, Chris.
Can I go to the toilet, please, sir?
No, Chris, you'll have to hold it, I'm afraid.
Fine. Right. So after that... Right. And he did have to sit there for an hour and a half, looking really bored.
And he did honestly not let us talk or do anything.
So after that, we thought we'd take him to the theme park. So I don't know what time he would have got home last night to mark all our papers, but he's meant to be back in this morning.
I know what time he got home.
Really?
Ish. Well, I dropped him off at Radio 1 last night at about... 7:15.
Yeah.
And then he was going over to stay with his sisters, who's about an hour away.
Brilliant.
Right? So I would hazard a guess that he got home to his sisters at about 7:30.
If he comes in today and say, well, it's amazing, you guys, you all averaged a C. Well done. Then there's something funny going on. But I'm sure he's got to do it properly. His name and reputation is on the line. So we did our exams, and he'll be coming in later to give out the exam results just after 8 o'clock. So, you know, just go to school late. You know, if you're interested in how we got on, it'll be fine.
Do you think you pass then?
What, me? Mm. Honestly? Couldn't care less. But...
You do, don't you?
What, I think I passed?
Yeah.
It was certainly a lot easier than I thought it'd be.
You look...
Sorry.
You look quite confident, actually, yesterday. When you'd finished, you know that confident thing that people do when they finish an exam? And they sit there with their arms folded and they tap their pen and they're kind of looking at the clock and I've finished now, look at me.
I did read through all the questions again just to make sure I hadn't missed anything. Didn't really, but I know that's what you're meant to do.
A couple on my paper I couldn't do.
Oh, I answered all of them. I didn't actually know the answers to all of them, but as your man said yesterday, the teacher said yesterday, just put an answer. So there's one of them which was, explain 6 ways that you would save energy from whatever, right, or something. I didn't really actually understand it, but I still put 6 things down. I put, number one, only use a bit. Number two, try using half. Number three, don't use any. I just thought maybe I might get a point for one of those.
I came up against 2 areas which I remember I couldn't do the first time round in GCSE maths.
Oh, really?
And they came up to haunt me again. And once again, many, many years on, I still can't do them.
That addition, though, it's horrible, isn't it? Right, so let me play this then. The ride, I can't remember the name of the ride, but you sit in it like you sit on chairs in like a square shape.
Was I on this or not?
No, you and I stood and watched. And it pulls you all the way up into the air.
Oh, it was called...
Detonator.
Detonator, right. That was it.
And it holds you there for about 10 seconds, something, and then it just drops. Well, you just go straight down, and that's it. That's the ride. Dave and I went, we'll mind the bags, and we'll watch everybody else. So Alan went on there, and we gave him a tape machine, and he sat with Rachel and Carrie and the teacher, and he recorded it. We'd like to hear it. It's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
This is Allard on the ride yesterday at the theme park. Now, this is pretty much while they're going up, they're at the top and they're waiting to go down. It's the drop, which is great.
Oh, God.
Now, before I play this, I'd like to say to any parents who... Any parents who have the radio on and you're not listening, OK, this is not porn, OK? This is Allard and Carrie nervous, OK? This is not porn. This is them nervous... Nothing. There's nothing sexual at all, but there's Alan and Carrie strapped into a chair together.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't like this. Oh. Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Explosion.
Good.
I mean, granted, it does sound the same.
Yeah.
So thanks to everyone who looked after us yesterday at the theme park. We had a very, very fun day yesterday.
Get slow.
You can listen again to his live lounge performance for the Joe Wiley Show on Wednesday if you go to Radio 1
online.
It's Ordinary People. It's by Mr. John Legend. Thank you. It's 7:20. Seven. It's all right. Sorry about that. People lying in bed going, it's what? 7:24. Do you want to hear Alan scream again?
Yep.
Right. Who's the long scream? Is that Kerry? Is it?
Carrie's developed an army of admirers, actually, on the text.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Lots of Carrie fans. Truckers, mainly.
Well, because she's...
Because they think that Carrie sounds nice on those clips.
Really? They should have seen her when she got off the log flume.
Mm.
Hello. Lord. Anyway. Can I ask who wrote the script, by the way, Rachel?
Me?
Okay. It starts with, anyone for tennis?
I know I did it because I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to read that bit out. we've got a chance for you to win a pair of VIP tickets. That's VIP tickets. It's the Stella Artois Tennis Championships at Queen's Club in London this Sunday. You will see the singles and doubles finals from the luxury of a box.
Wow.
That's right. And there's still a chance Tim Henman could make it to the final. You'll also get to see Boris Becker and Stefan Edberg do a nice exhibition match, which is great.
That'd be nice.
Do they do that whilst drinking the nice lager? That'd be great. You know, sponsored by the lager.
Oh, of course, yeah, I don't know.
Not on... Take a racket in one hand, tinny in the other.
Not on the court, I would imagine.
Make it more interesting. We are going to play a game in a second, later on this morning, called True or Fault. See what Dave's come up with there. Genius, isn't it? True or Fault. I like it. If you fancy that, let me just tell you what the prize is again. It's a pair of VIP tickets for the tennis. Stella Artois Tennis Championships at the Queen's Club in London. It's this Sunday. You've got to be able to get to London on Sunday, spend the day watching the tennis. If you fancy that, 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Once again, you will see the doubles finals and the singles finals. Plus Boris Becker and Stefan Edberg. So if you like tennis, it's a good prize. Get calling now. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100.
Kamal must wear his hemorrhoid cushion at all times.
Big Brother last night was a right royal treat.
What's a hemorrhoid cushion?
It's a rubber ring. He's going to wear it, a rubber ring all the time, whilst carrying some grapes.
That helps your hemorrhoids, does it?
Yeah.
Kamal must wear his hemorrhoid cushion at all times.
Brilliant. Anyway. Right, so we'll do our tennis contest coming up in just a bit to win tickets to see the tennis, obviously, which Dave was called True or Fault.
Fault.
See that? Brilliant. And we've got some tennis-y sound effects, Dave, if you want to hear some. Really? Here's one.
Quiet, please.
Brilliant, isn't it? It's going to make for one hell of a contest. We'll do it in a bit. Let's get the news from Dominic first at 7:30. One more
travel, Dominic. It's smelly A20 Friday on the roads this morning. A collapsed sewer on Townwall Street in Dover. That's between the Woolcomber Street and Talk Street roundabout. Avoid the smell if you can. Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic. It's actually York Street, not Talk Street. 7:35.
Dom's a div.
You know why? Because the Y and the T are next to each other on the keyboard.
Yeah, but York and Talk aren't spelt the same way.
They're not. That's what I mean, though, because it's Y's there and T's there. So
why are you there?
I press T as opposed to Y.
Here's this. I want everyone to form an opinion on this and then tell me what your opinion is.
Okay.
From Paul Brocklehurst on the email.
Morning, Paul.
Chris and the gang. Hope you enjoyed said theme park yesterday. Didn't realise at the time, but I got a photo of you lot on Colossus. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I've included a picture of the photo, and I hope you had a nice time, and blah, blah. Oh, by the way, would it be alright if I just put it on my website gallery? It's not a commercial site or anything, it's just me and my mates, and thanks. So, this is, he just happened to get a photo of us. He didn't realise that it was us. He was obviously just taking a random photo of strangers on the ride. I'll show it to you now. The only reason I'm slightly suspicious is there's, in no particular order, me, Dave, Allard, Rachel, and Carrie, and all the team, basically. Because you weren't there, were you? You couldn't go.
I couldn't go, unfortunately. He just happened to take that, did he?
Just happened to take it. Amazing. And get all of us in shot at the same time.
And in focus.
There was also a dirty pap there yesterday.
Was there?
A dirty pap that looked like he was wearing a Mac.
A pap and a Mac?
Yeah, he looked like a dirty old man.
Papa Mac. He got escorted out of the theme park by park security.
No, he didn't.
Did he not? I thought he was ejected.
No, they were going to go up and say, right, seriously, mate, stop now. And they went up and went, seriously, mate? And he went, oh, for God's sake, I'm going. And he threw himself out.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
But he had, like, this huge lens, apparently.
Yeah, now, do you like that? He had this huge lens, apparently.
Yeah.
He was stood next to Dave, and Dave never noticed him. We're all on this ride, acting like idiots. There's a dirty pap over there. Don't worry, Dave, who was too chicken to go on the ride, he'll sort it all out for us. What camera?
I never saw it.
He stood next to you.
Was he?
Yeah.
I thought he was around the corner, around the bush.
Is that for, like, Roller Coaster Weekly, or is that going to be,
I don't know.
Like,
do you know what I mean? That's for Skive Monthly. Right, OK, so we'll do the tennis contest in a bit. And after 8 o'clock this morning, find out the results of our exams that we took yesterday morning before the theme park. Beautiful. Right, Outkast going to play. And, Dominic, would you like some U2?
Yes, please.
All right, just for you, then.
Big Brother's back on TV. The show will last for weeks. With Dermot and Davina and a big house full of freaks. They'll prance around and scream and swear on TV every day. Then one by one they'll disappear and hopefully stay away. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Must wear his hemorrhoid cushion at all times.
Clever clogs.
As good as the cover version, is it? But still.
The Hazy Dixie version. Yeah. We like that.
Those is really smell like poo, 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 poo. Sorry. It's Outkast and Roses. It's 7:46. It's 15 seconds away from the aeroplane time check.
Can't we wait for it?
If you really want
Come on, let's wait for it. Because this, honestly, this is people's favourite time check of the morning.
Three, two, one.
Good morning, this is Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles. It's 7:47, just like the aeroplane.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that, man. Yeah. Thank you. And the crowd at the tennis really appreciate that, because, speaking of tennis, mm-hmm. Dave...
We have tickets to give away.
Yeah, it's tennis championships at the Queen's Club in London this Sunday. If you can get to London, blah, 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 we've done all that, right? You'll see the singles and doubles finals. You'll be in a lovely box.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you'll see Boris Becker and Stefan Edberg play. Which should be quite nice.
Veterans of the game.
Three people on the line to play our little tennis game, which we've called True or False. Do you like that? Well, you do, because you came
Well, yeah, I made it, yeah.
Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good.
You're from Worthing.
Apparently so.
You go to Wimbledon every year?
Try to.
Really?
Yeah, get in that queue. Every year.
I've never been. Is that all right?
Oh, it's great fun.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Expensive, but good fun.
I bet it is. Do you have strawberries and cream?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How much are strawberries and cream these days?
I think last year it was about £3.
But and how many strawberries would you reckon you get?
About four.
Right, okay. So it's great value for money.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You're a drama teacher.
Yep.
And you play tennis most week?
Try to.
Most week. That's nice. I like that. I think she's a tennis lover.
I know she's a tennis nut.
Tennis lover.
Tennis lover, won't you come back? It's Lionel Richie. New ball. What was that?
New ball.
New balls?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's Lionel Richie. Well, good luck, Cassandra.
Thank you.
You're playing against Mark Turner. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Chris.
You're
how
right?
you doing?
I'm all right. I'm a bit tired, but...
Yeah, tell me about it.
Tell me about it. I woke up at 7:20. I'm on the air at 5:02.
Did a heavy night last night, Chris?
No, not at all. I stayed in. I didn't go out.
That's the trouble.
Well, I think
too much sleep.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
I've kind of OD'd on sleep.
Yeah. No,
you're a roofer?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay. And you love Hen Tinman?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Not love in that way, but yeah.
It says here you love him.
I have
him.
Admiration for
it him. It says here you love him.
Yeah.
If you got through to the final, would you give him a kiss? Go on.
I don't know. Yeah, go on.
Okay, go on. I love that.
Probably love.
You've never seen a tennis match live, even though you love tennis?
Yeah, but we do watch Wimbledon in the garden every year.
All right, okay.
Strawberries and champagne.
See, Cassandra goes to Wimbledon every year.
I know, she's lucky.
Yeah.
Not luck, mate.
It's because she's a bit, you know, Wimbledon-y.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, this could be your chance to go to Queens.
I hope so.
Or it could be Cassandra's chance to go to Queens. Have you been to Queens, Cassandra?
No.
Ah, okay. So this would be nice. Right, so here's how the game's going to work, all right? I'm going to give you some true or false questions, but true or false. You see what we've done there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll each get a question, and you'll answer in turn, just like a real tennis match, but instead of, like, a serve with a ball, it's a question. Brilliant, right? If you think the answer to our question is correct, you will say true, and if you think the answer to our question is incorrect, you will say...
False.
False is right, Cassandra.
Genius.
Have you got that, Mark?
Yes, I have, yes.
So you will say what, Mark, if it's wrong?
False.
Correct. False. Five questions each. If the end of the five questions it's a tie, we'll just go to the tie-break question, which we'll have asked you off the air beforehand. Hopefully, you'll say yes.
Yeah.
Good, all right. Now, umpiring the event and keeping score will be Dave.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Right, that's the, because the, umpires have to have echo on.
Good morning.
Can you just say,
Fault.
That's lovely, brilliant.
True.
And say the ball's one.
New ball.
But you don't have to do it in a high-pitched voice.
New ball. One love.
Yeah, that's great. All right, beautiful. Quiet on the court, please.
Shh, 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 shh.
Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It's time to play True or Fault. Cassandra, true or false? Pete Sampras is the only man to have won 12 Grand Slam titles during his career.
True.
It is true. Mark.
Yeah.
True or false? The last time a wooden racket was used in a championship was at Wimbledon in 1987.
False.
It is false.
One all.
Cassandra. True or false? Boris Becker became the youngest person to win the Wimbledon men's title in 1983 when he was just 18 years old.
He was 17, so false.
It is false.
Go on.
Mark. True or false? The very first Wimbledon championship took place in 1877, when it was watched by just 200 spectators.
False.
It's true.
2-1.
Cassandra, true or false? Venus Williams holds the women's record for serving the fastest ever tennis ball, which was clocked at a staggering 226 miles per hour.
False.
It is false.
3-1.
Mark, true or false? The winner of the 2004 Wimbledon women's singles title was Maria Sharapova.
True.
It is true.
3-2.
Cassandra, true or false? Venus Williams has a half-brother called Pluto who plays basketball for the Miami Dolphins.
False.
It is false.
4-2.
Mark.
Yeah.
True or false, Steffi Graf is married to Andre Agassi.
True.
It is true.
4-3.
Cassandra. True or false, Tim Henman started playing tennis when he was just 2 years old.
2.
It is true.
5-3.
Mark, true or false, Andy Riddick set the record for the fastest tennis serve by a man in 2004, which was recorded at 153 miles per hour.
True.
It is true. We need to go to the umpire for the final scores.
Final scores on court, 5-4.
Cassandra, you're going to the tennis.
Come on! Get in!
Oh, God. Well done, says Mark. Oh dear, she's off. Mark, I'm sorry, man. It looks like you're still not going to see a tennis match live.
Back to the sofa and the strawberries.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But they're a lot cheaper, your strawberries.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend, pal.
Thanks very much.
Bye, man.
Oh, my God.
Well done, Cassandra.
Oh, you just so made my day.
Really?
Is that my week?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a long time since a woman said that to me. Okay,
by the way, it's Andy Roddick, not Riddick, as you said.
What did I say? Riddick?
Roddick.
Did I say?
You said Riddick.
Did I? Mm. Who was I thinking of then?
Riddick Bowe, the boxer?
Maybe. Oh, well, he got it right, though. But he's not going.
He's Cassandra. Not going, I am.
You're going, Cassandra.
Yes.
Congratulations. So on Sunday, you'll be there for the single and doubles final.
Oh, it's just a crazy. That's fantastic.
Man, it's just like off the hook. Yeah.
Nah.
Nah, okay. All right, fair enough. Yeah. And you also see Becca and Edberg play.
Right.
Which apparently
interesting.
Yeah, which apparently is interesting, of course. well, John, who are you going to bring?
I'm going to take my partner, Darren.
Is he your boyfriend?
He's my fella.
Well, say your fella, don't say your partner.
All right, my
fella. It sounds like you work with him.
Yeah.
I do.
How long have you been going out with him for?
New to you.
Okay, well, there you go. He's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know, he might propose.
Doubt it.
So do I. I'm just trying to stir it up a little bit.
No, don't scare me now.
All right. Have a great time.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.
Oh, we haven't done the thing. Hang on there, Cassandra. Hang on. So congratulations. You're going to see the tennis, and it's all courtesy of what's your favourite radio station?
Radio 1.
That's great. Thanks, Brian. See ya.
Thanks.
I know. Got to do that thing. It's great for the trail.
I know.
Well done, umpire, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
7:56. Good Lord, it's DJ Sammy. We've got some tennis serving sound effects that I could mix into the record if anyone's interested.
It's good. It's a breakthrough radio.
Okay. Yeah.
No wonder Andrew Murray got cramp.
It's like DJ Sammy playing tennis, isn't it?
Ready? Although, that seems to be a boy playing a girl for some reason. Unless it's mixed doubles. But they just keep getting it, so...
Don't have mixed singles, do you?
No, you don't, do you?
They should
sexist.
Do that.
I don't see why they don't, you know, because some of those women tennis players can serve it faster than me.
Mm. I've got to say, though, it sounds like, you know that video you lent me that you've got? You get them videos off the internet.
8 o'clock, exactly. Look at that.
That sounds like one of those videos.
It's not dissimilar, is it?
No, it's,
a tennis video, of course. Tennis.
That sounds like they lifted straight off. What was that video called? Mrs. Whippy? Wasn't it?
No. Oh, look at that. News time, maybe.
Yesterday, we all sat an exam, a GCSE graded exam. Find out the results of that in a second. Well, not in a second, but it'll be about 10 minutes or something. And we will play a classic song. A classic song that is over 10 years old. You won't believe it's over 10 years old, and then you'll go, of course it's 10 years old, but it's great anyway. We'll play after news and sport with Dominic and Kerry. Sorry, after news and sport with Dominic and Kerry. It's 8 o'clock.
And the weather, sunny spells with the odd shower mixed in as well this morning. Warm in the southwest, but much colder in the east. Oops, that's me. It's 4 minutes past eight.
Ah, smart ass.
I thought I was doing one road travel and I wasn't.
Yeah, and you flicked your finger at me to play the jingle.
Rather than pressing my button.
Yeah.
Mm.
Clever clogs.
Sorry.
That's right.
I was put off by Carrie's dulcet.
You are rubbish, right?
Dulcet voice this morning.
He's rubbish, isn't he?
Suss up, Dominic.
Right.
Right. Can I move on now, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kamal must wear his hemorrhoid cushion at all times.
So, yesterday we sat an exam.
Okay, team, silence, please. The exam is about to commence. The time is now 11 o'clock. You may turn over your papers. Thank you. Okay, guys, any questions before we start?
Sir?
Yes, Chris.
Can I go to the toilet, please, sir?
No, Chris, you'll have to hold it, I'm afraid.
Fine. He was really serious as well, wasn't he?
He took it like, you know, like a proper invigicator.
He did that awful teacher thing where he goes, all phones off, and then sat and played with his phone for 20 minutes. Like, punishment.
Okay, team, you have 10 minutes of the exam left.
See how serious and, like, all teacher-like he is.
Okay, finish off writing now, thank you. The exam is about to finish. Pens down. Well done.
He wasn't as serious when he was riding them rides at the theme park, was he?
Never heard such a noise from a man.
Oh. But, it was...
Oh, God.
Shocking. So find out how we did in our exam when we get Sir back in to have a chat with him.
Let's play tennis.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry about that. Okay, Dominic, just bend over if you want mine. Bend over. And there you go.
Thank you, sir. We're all here every morning to get you on your way, to make your little face light up as you start your day. We do it for the love of it and cause we think it's funny. Well, actually, we're lying cause we do it for the money. A topical classic musical track coming up next. Play it loud. The Chris Moyle Show. 6 minutes past eight. Good morning. National Radio 1.
Hooray!
Hooray!
That's what you've got to say. Hooray! Hooray! That's what Sophie's niece says. She can't say hooray, so she says hooray! Shame, really, she's 19. But... it's 8:13 in the morning on Radio 1. Morning, sir.
Good morning, Chris.
It's Tony Blair, our official teacher.
Good morning, Mr. Thurston.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, class.
So, are you tired after yesterday's theme park activities?
Theme park wasn't so bad, but being up late at night marking the papers was worse.
Right, I love his posh voice that he puts on there.
You bring a bit of class to the show, you see.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, sir.
But only a bit. So, we also had exams yesterday. You didn't think we were going to do it, did you?
I didn't, no, I was very worried.
Well, you know, we like the idea of the theme park, but we compromised, we did both in the end. It was a treat. You know?
It was
really
great.
I enjoyed it. Had a good, really good day.
Yeah. You had a great day, didn't you?
Oh, God.
That was you.
I didn't realise I'd made so much noise.
But you know what that noise is, by the way? Right? That's the gate opening so you can go onto the ride.
No, it's not.
Pushing kids out of the way and everything.
It's when the really tall roller coaster just drops you. And that's Carrie screaming, really. I'm just keeping her company.
Okay. So, back to you, sir.
Yes.
Okay, so you marked our papers last night when you got in.
Yep.
How long did that take, roughly?
A couple of hours.
Oh. What was the easiest paper to mark?
Yours.
Brilliant, thank you. Hardest?
Dom's, because he wrote so much.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got to say, when I started my exam off, I just thought, you know, I'm just going to put anything down. I actually don't care. And then I found that some of it was relatively easy.
Hmm.
Some of it I didn't even understand. But I think I wrote down something for everything.
Yeah.
There was one question which was something roughly in the lines of, where would you find a something, something, something? And so I wrote Kenya.
A good guess, but I don't think it got you any marks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll give over, man. It's got to get me one. You might have found whatever it was there. Okay, well, anyway. No. Have you got an order to read these out in?
No order at all.
I want to be last.
Okay, I'll do you last, then.
Okay,
right.
I tell you what, in order, can you do the following? Unless you're all prepped up, or can I move the order?
No, however you want it.
Can you do Carrie?
Yep.
Right. He's got so many. You should see how much paper he's got in front of him.
There's a lot of paper here.
So, Carrie first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go for Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go for Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Feel sick.
I feel a bit sick as well.
Then Alad.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say something?
Then Dave, then me. Yes.
If I seem really thick, I apologise to my mum. She'll be so embarrassed.
By the way, I did. You know that there's a box in the top right-hand corner which says, please leave this box blank? I wrote OK in it. I didn't... Now, well, I get... You haven't docked me any marks for that, because that was only a joke. I wouldn't have done that in a real exam.
Well, it didn't get you any marks.
OK, fine. That's OK, but, you know...
It didn't fail you.
It was just on the plate, please leave this box blank. I had to write OK in it, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right, so...
A question.
Let's start with Carrie, who was studying religious studies.
Right, Carrie got 60%, which was a B grade.
So well done.
No way.
Excellent.
Praise the Lord.
Read it and weep.
Yeah, very good
got
paper.
B.
Yeah, yeah, B grade. Yeah.
Sing Hosanna.
Not bad, is it, for 2 hours revision?
It's very good. Well done, Georgie Thompson, yep. Lisa Ryanson.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Were you impressed with
I was a little bit worried by one question.
Okay.
You seem to think that Jesus was very good at multitasking. Somehow, he managed to break the bread while drinking the wine at the same time, which was a little bit worrying.
But he's the Son of God. He can do anything he likes.
Point taken.
Yeah.
Can I just say, by the way, if you just woke up, that is Carrie, by the way. Her voice is strained from yesterday. I know it doesn't sound like her, but it is. Sounds very foxy, though.
It is me.
I wish you sound like that all the time. Well done, congratulations. So, Carrie got a B.
Hey, thank you.
Swat.
Why did you start with her?
Clever clogs.
Right, next, Dominic, who was studying, took an exam in English language.
Right. Dom?
Hello.
Ooh, hello. Hello. Start with the good news. You got an A grade. Well done.
Whoa!
Swat!
I love you.
Clever clogs.
However, I got a C at school.
However, I am a little bit worried about some of your grammatical context in your English.
Brilliant.
Seeing as you are a journalist. For example, starting sentences with the word but.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know, it's not always the best of things to do.
Shorthand.
And sure. I was also worried by, well, I turned the page, over the last page first, and I read your last sentence first, and I was a bit worried because it said, my gran loves it. Now,
yes, now to put that into context a little, it was a letter that I had to write to a newspaper making the argument against a ban on fireworks or something. Was it that? Or
yeah, I was hoping you would say that.
My grandmother loves fireworks.
She does indeed. Good. Well, that's that clarified. Thank you.
Some of these questions, by the way, if you get into work or you and your college, wherever you're going today, if you've got a computer, we put some of the actual questions we had to do online. So if you want to have a look, bbc.co.uk/radio1, you can play along at home or at work, rather. All right, next is Rachel.
Good luck, Rachel.
I'm feeling really sick.
Rachel did an exam in citizenship.
I really don't.
She didn't even know what citizenship was before she took the exam.
I was really tired by halfway through as well.
Okay, Rachel, the good news is that you got an A grade.
Ooh. No!
What?
However, the bad news is that you would probably have failed on the day because you committed the most elementary mistake.
What did I do?
You didn't put your name on the paper.
Oh!
Hang on, reverse backwards. You got an A.
How did I get an A?
You wrote a lot of interesting points.
Can I just ask a question? Is it like when she talks to you, did she just go on and on and on and on and on
yes.
to the point you gave in and gave her the marks?
Yes.
My essay was like that.
Yeah.
I've forgotten how to write an essay.
No, it was good. I was impressed. It was good. Well done.
I think we should stop there.
Wow.
Yeah. BAA.
Oh, I'm really not looking forward to it.
Nor am I.
This is not good.
All right, next is Alad. Alad took his exam in biology.
Right, Alad actually sat the easier of the papers, the foundation level paper.
Don't say that.
Shut up!
You passed. You got a good grade for biology. You got a D, which is a good solid
pass.
A D grade, yes. you missed a C by 2%.
Oh! I wanted a C.
Hey, look at the face.
I'm sorry.
Can I just ask, technically, in the world of exams, C grade and above is an equivalent to the old O level. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a good pass.
So
C grade and above is a good pass.
So in an O level, he would have failed?
Probably.
So technically, he passed his GCSE.
You got a CSE grade 1, didn't you?
Well, let's be...
Just remind us again, this was the easier...
This was the easy paper. I can give you an example of why this happened.
Okay, please do.
Live on air yesterday, I asked a question such as, what type of chemical is released by some white blood cells to attack viruses?
Yeah.
Live on air, Alad said antibodies. However... On the paper, he left it blank.
It said, don't know why, it said the word chemical in the paper, which confused
me. Same thing. It made me think it was rather suspicious that he didn't know it in the exam and he knew it live on air.
Yeah, I like that, sir, yeah. So basically accusing him of being a cheat, and I agree.
Okay.
I concur.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but up to you.
Comedy Dave took his exam in mathematics. Dave, as we all know, is rubbish at maths. He says he's numerically dyslexic.
I suffer from dyscalculia, and actually I put that on the top of my exam paper so that you're aware of my condition and therefore gave
you
me...
You don't actually suffer from anything, though, do you?
Well, you didn't get any brownie points for it. You started off very well, and it petered out towards the end. You ended up with a D grade.
Oh, man!
Now, looking through it, you might need a pen and paper for this one.
Do you know, honestly, I thought I'd got about a B. I thought I'd done really well.
You were very good live on air yesterday with mental arithmetic. Let's see how this one goes.
Yeah.
360 minus 255 equals what?
95.
No, 105 off the top of my head.
Well done, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
did
yeah.
I put 95?
Oh, yeah. You put 95, yeah. Oh, just one.
Yeah, but I showed my workings. Do I not get a point for that?
You did. You got 1 point.
Hang on. If you show your workings and you still get it wrong, how the hell do you get a point?
You get a point anyway.
Because your workings were surely wrong.
Probability, I know I can't do, can I? A frequency. What's all that about?
And finally, myself, Chris Moyles.
Right, Chris.
I took my exam in geography. Oh, here we go.
You drew the short straw because it's my subject.
Yeah.
I'm a geography teacher.
Yeah.
You got a D grade.
Oh, man, rubbish.
Well, it was okay. It's okay. I can give you some examples of why your grade was a bit lower than it should have been.
Okay.
One example, the question says, describe types of holiday you may enjoy in Kenya.
Right.
You managed to write 10 lines without actually mentioning safaris. Well done.
Well, hang on a second. Hang on. It doesn't say include safari.
It would spring to mind as being an obvious choice.
To some.
Did you put skiing?
Hang on a sec. See, this is why I don't like. I have a problem with exams. What was the question?
Describe the types of holiday tourists.
Hang on, hold that
enjoy.
Thought. I want to play a record. I need to argue this out with you, because I have issues with exam questions. Right? I'm gonna play a thing and I'll come back. Right? What do you want to play? Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. We're gonna have an exam argument in just a second. It's 8:23.
Oh God.
Gwen Stefani, Hollaback Girl. Right, so we are with our teacher, Mr. Thurston. There's a lovely photo of you on the website, by the way.
I haven't seen it yet.
One word comes to mind. Butch. Butch. You know the kid out of the Adams family? Right, so, read the question that I was given in my geography exam.
Describe the types of holiday tourists may enjoy in Kenya.
In Kenya. Now, read my answer.
European tourists may enjoy the national parks which scatter Kenya.
Brilliant. Which is correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Got your mark to start off with.
Right, lovely.
As 56% of the tourists in 1994 are European, and then it goes on to say they may stay at one of the hotels on the beach.
That's right, so a beach island. Holiday.
Yeah, you got a mark for
that's
that. Two. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay. And then it goes on.
Yeah.
They could even stay in one of the parks.
That's right. Three.
Well, that's sort of repetition.
No, but it says they can stay as opposed to visit. That's a different kind of holiday. That's another mark. Keep going.
They could even... right. And then it goes on. The weather is generally warm, hot, which may please the tourists from colder parts of Europe.
That's a hot holiday. Four. What was the total amount of marks you could get for that answer?
Four.
Right. I should have got four marks, right?
No.
See, now, but what's wrong with that answer?
Repetition, rambling...
Look, you can visit a park or you can stay at the park. They're two different types of holiday.
I wanted the word safari.
Well, it doesn't say that, though, does it?
In the mark scheme, it does, yeah.
On the picture that it gave, it didn't say safari anyway.
That's where you have to use your brain, Chris.
But it didn't say it. Maybe it's Kenya that didn't have any safari parks in 1994.
Hmm.
What else? What else did you have a problem with?
There were some interesting answers.
Okay.
You could have elaborated a bit more on, like, reasons for high birth rates.
Yeah.
You put there may be no TVs, restaurants, like in the North Pole.
Yeah, so people are staying in Boffin, right? Instead,
So why didn't you say that, then?
Like in the North Pole? Well, because it's self-explanatory.
No, it's not. You need to elaborate. You need
There's
to elaborate.
There's no TV, restaurants, or anything like in the North Pole. North Pole is famous for Eskimos having kiddies because they don't have any telly to watch.
So why didn't you say that, then?
Because I did, like the North Pole. For example, the North Pole scenario of the question.
You need to elaborate.
Oh, man, that's just picky. So I got a C.
In your dreams.
Give me another one that you've got a problem with. Do you have any problems with other ones?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I can't see the picture. It isn't a good answer.
It was a bad photocopy. I couldn't see it.
You have to use your imagination sometimes.
All right, Mickey Mouse shaving Elvis's head.
I think you've added my paper up wrongly.
Hang on, he's still on me, look.
From the mathematician.
He's got loads of notes on mine. Go on.
A good answer from Chris. Advantages and disadvantages that tourism may bring. Okay, a disadvantage is that in the quiet season, businesses may close, which isn't good for thirsty locals.
That's right.
Good? Yeah. That was good. I was impressed with that. Well done. Thank you.
What about that one there?
You didn't read the question.
I did read the question.
No.
Right, what is the question?
For one type of renewable energy you have studied, explain its location.
Right, say that again. The question is what?
For one type of renewable energy you have studied, explain its location.
Explain its location. What did I put?
Kenya, near the coast.
Brilliant!
Kenya is not a renewable energy.
I don't know what... That, I don't even understand it, but I thought...
You've gone on about solar power in the question before. I think you did, Chris.
Did I not even get a point for on the coast?
Anyway, Chris, I think you're extremely lucky to actually get a grade in the first place, because if you had been in a normal exam, I would have failed you.
Why?
The phone ringing twice...
No.
For starters, after you've been asked to turn it off.
I had to hold court with you there, sir. It rang once and then beeped once for a message. So technically it only rang once.
Same thing to me.
Right. And you were throwing things at me.
Can I ask sir a question? Mm-hmm. Is it allowed that while we're not allowed to touch our phones during exam, you're allowed to sit and play with yours for half an hour?
I was bored.
But you're setting the example. I was following by your example, and so I was taking your lead. You played with your phone, I played with my phone. So really, I think we're quits.
Touche.
Get in,
Molly. Hey, do you know, I was only two points off a C.
That's why all the teachers hated me at school, by the way. How far away was I from a C?
A long way.
Really?
17% away.
Okay. So, but do you know
you
what?
You scraped a D.
I'll take a D with Dave, though.
I nearly got a C.
But you
I
didn't.
Was 2 points off the C. I didn't get it up. I reckon I've got way more right than wrong.
So I got a D. So technically, I passed my GCSE in geography. I actually think I did better in that than I did when I was at school.
I got the same as I did the first time. I'm worse on my retake.
I failed one of my exams when I was at school. I failed electronics. And surprisingly, even to this day, I can't wire a plug.
Mm.
Because, well, I feel that after failing an exam after a two-year course, I shouldn't really start trying to wire plugs up. So were you impressed or not with the standard?
Yes. Overall, I was really impressed.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a mixed bunch. I was very impressed with the girls.
Right.
They did very well.
Yep, Dom, Rachel, they did very well.
Thanks for that.
I'll take a D, though. I'm quite happy with a D. I've got to be honest.
Yeah, I was impressed. I thought you did all right.
Thank you very much.
I'm disappointed.
Are you back to school then on Monday?
Yeah. I am.
You know, it's 2 days off, though.
Yeah, which reminds me, thanks very much to the head.
Yeah.
Again, at the Grove.
Yeah.
Miss Jones.
Thanks,
thank
Miss Jones.
Mm. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, Mr. Thurston, sir, for coming in. If you would like, if you're having a bit of exam stress, if you want to go to the pictures on our website and have a look at us all having to sit the exam, because we genuinely did sit the exam yesterday. And if you look in the related links on the little blue bit on the right-hand side, there'll be a link to our One Life exam pages, which you can find at bbc.co.uk/radio1/OneLife. You get all the stuff in there. Go to exams. They give you advice on how to revise and preparation tips and all that kind of thing. And any kind of help you need, just go to that. It's the One Life bits of our web pages, and they will sort you right out.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, sorry, that was the wrong one. I meant to play this.
Clever clogs.
We have a very funny story about our theme day, theme park day out yesterday, which I'll tell you in a bit. We'll play Oasis in a second. Let's get a little bit of news, although we're running great. I'm running late and sounding great. I heard that the other day. I thought I'd nick it. We're running late but sounding great. Do you like that?
Nice. Oh, yeah, it's good.
It's 8:37. You should see the love and support that I'm getting on the text messages about this bloody safari question. Smart arse, sir. There's lots of them coming in. And I've got to say they're making a valid point. And many, many people are going, hang on a second, if you go to a national park, it is a safari park. It's the same thing.
The mark scheme actually said you had to use the word safari.
But it doesn't say that. Well, see, that now that's a secret that, as the person taking the test, I don't know about that. That's like your lot going, right, the answer has to include the word bananas and sunshine. You know? Rubbish.
No.
What goes on in a national park?
Lots.
Safari-type things, right?
Yeah, but also...
Someone also texted in going, I recently went to Africa and didn't go on safari. But they still went on holiday. So explain that to me then. See?
I went with the mark scheme. I'm sticking to my guns. It said it wanted the word safari.
Come on, be an individual. Don't go with the sheep.
Okay.
Go with the cow.
For exams, I always tell my pupils, you've got to pretend the examiner knows nothing.
Well, in this case, I think you've really helped that argument.
I walked into that one.
Yeah. Many people are sticking up for me. Many people are saying, just shut up, you're a dunce, you know, but that's fine. You know, and a couple of other people saying, Chris and Dave, I don't know what your problem is. You've both, you know, you've got a pair of D's in front of you. What's, you know, I'd be happy.
I think mine's added up wrong.
You think it's added up wrong?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
With all due respect, sir, if you go through my paper, right, I've got way more right than wrong. So how can I get a D?
It's done on percentages. You actually sat the easy paper, Dave. That was the foundation level.
I decided out there, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, granted, I put the fact that 9 was a prime number and it's
Dave,
not.
Dave, do you want to just split the difference, call it a C?
Yeah, well, yeah. I was closer to a C than I was to a D.
That's right, you're 2% off a C.
Give us a C, then.
There you go, so was I.
No, you were 3% off an E.
If you hadn't been so arsy about the Safari question, I'd have got a C, right? So there you go, let's just call it a C. I don't want to go on about it, you'll get embarrassed. It's 8:39, and we got a very interesting email from somebody this morning, then we got a very interesting email from their dad.
Right.
And I'll read it, and it goes as follows. It's about our trip yesterday to the theme park.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, you went to a certain theme park with all your show, and me and my friends went on a school trip there. We were right at the very front of the line for Nemesis Inferno when they told us that the first couple of carriages could not be used because you were coming along. Sorry about it. So therefore, we had to wait 5 minutes to get on the next train, and then another 5 minutes to get off the train.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this, by the time we walked back to the entrance, we were 15 minutes late for our coach back. Our teacher shouted at us and told us we are never allowed on a school trip again for holding the rest of the pupils and the coach up. This is because of you guys going on the ride in front of us and using your celebrity status. I know, it was great fun. You've got to get a job on the radio one. It would be really nice if you could ring our school and tell them what happened, because the teachers actually didn't believe us when we told them.
Why don't you ring them?
The number is blah, blah, blah. You need to ask for Mrs. Warren or Mr. Costello, and we'd appreciate that very much. This comes from Amos Sharp, Nick Streeter, Craig Walker, and James Shrimpton, who wrote the email. And more embarrassingly than that, just before Mr. James Shrimpton had sent the email, James's dad also sent the email as well. So we're going to have to phone the school later.
Get them out, you know, get them back in the good book.
Because it was our fault. We did kind of go on the roads first.
I actually took a call from, I think it was James or one of them earlier.
Really?
And I said to him, hang on, so you were 15 minutes late, but you had to wait 10 minutes. I said, why didn't you leave? You obviously didn't have time to go out anyway. And he went, oh, it was my fault then.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, but let's just get him out of it. Why not?
Just ring teachers.
Right here, man. I have the power. I have the power! I used to love that. Yeah, probably too old, sir. And hello to Scott that we met, who worked there, Scott Mitchell, who we met him in the car park. And
yeah, we
asked,
did.
Asked for an autograph, didn't have any paper, found some paper, came up, didn't have a pen, so we ended up just having a photo instead. So anyway, Scott, hello to everybody, great and super smashing.
Thank you very much also to Liz and to Ashley and to Laura and to Kathy, who looked after us yesterday.
There you go. Theme parks always make you go...
We're live across the UK to Portugal and Spain. The signal goes around the world and then goes round again. To Ireland, France, Australia, and even to the States. So every morning all of us are international mates.
Right, a top song coming up next from Oasis. Play it very loud.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio.
It's only blooming Charlotte Church.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Yeah, thanks very much to somebody who just texted me in on my mobile going, a D? Yeah, cheers for that. Let's see, you take the bloody exam.
People are saying on the text message system, right, that if I took the foundation paper in maths, that the highest grade that I can get is a D.
It's usually a C. But I'm not a maths teacher, so I may well be
so
wrong.
So, in with, you know, with that in mind, did I kind of get a B?
No.
Being one off the ultimate grade that one
could achieve.
Well,
hang on, then technically you failed.
No. No, because if I got a D, that's like a B, because a C is like an A. See where I'm coming from?
No, I don't. No. But you passed. You got a grade. You did okay.
Hey, listen, I've still got a problem with bloody national parks and safari parks, for God's sake.
I wanted the word safari, Chris.
Well, tough, you didn't get it.
I didn't know, and you didn't get the mark.
Not as big a problem as Alan's got.
How many marks did I lose for not putting the word safari?
One.
Oh, sorry.
Alan's sulking.
I know he is.
Sorry.
He's genuinely unhappy.
But he did tell me to mark it properly.
What was my... What did I get off the top of your head? What, I talked about, you know, when there's the low birth rate and a high birth rate, mm-hmm. that thing.
Yeah.
Did I get any points for that?
I think you got 2 out of 4 on
right.
that. Yeah.
Because I basically wrote the same thing twice.
Right.
But slightly, and worded it slightly differently, hoping that I get the full 4
no.
marks right.
No. You don't, repetition, you don't get the extra points.
I changed the words, though. See, you know, they have lots of babies because there's no TV.
Hmm.
Yeah, but not, yeah. I'm not going to write on exam paper, therefore they must be boffing.
Well, there's correct ways of putting it, but there were a lot of other
having a crack?
Increased activity?
Doing the ibbity, yeah, doing the ibbity like jibbity? I'm not writing that in an exam paper.
But just putting there's no TVs or restaurants sort of leave me halfway there. It's not quite telling me the answer, is it?
Yeah.
Not
you,
really.
You've got to use your imagination.
I haven't got one.
So what you're saying is when you're doing an exam, you've got to treat the person marking it as a complete moron.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. They know nothing.
Well, now I'll spend a day with you. I could do it again. I'd be fine.
Cheers, guys.
Pleasure. By the way, Mr. Thurston wanted to say hello to his wife and say that he loves that.
I do. Yeah, hello, Cindy, if you're listening down at MK1 in Worthing. I love you lots.
You know the kids are going to rip it out of you on Monday.
Yeah, I know.
Hi, sir. How's Cindy?
Well, hopefully they're not listening because they should have been their first period 2 minutes ago.
We'll call them all up and tell them.
How's Cindy? You love her. You want to kiss her.
You want to kiss her. You want to live her.
Well, she is my wife.
Well, yeah. So she's at work now, is she?
Yeah, she is, yeah. She did say she'd be
listening. I hope you're right, there's two cars in the drive. No, but seriously. I'll take a D, I'm not proud. I tell you what, I did a lot better than I thought I'd do. I thought I'd die on my backside. Mm. If I'd have revised, I'd have been all right. But I didn't. See, that's the lesson I was teaching the kids. Revision equals better marks.
D just seems to be my grade for maths. I've done it 3 times now, and I've got a D, and a C, right? Which means, to go to one of my maths questions, that D is the most frequent grade that I've got over 3 attempts.
Well, you've learnt something, then.
D for Div.
D for Dave.
D for Dunce. D for Diabolical.
Wasn't
D
that
for Idiot. Right, so, we went to see Coldplay on Monday night. Well, I did. Oh, is it not live? No. Oh, okay, then. I'll just play the thing.
It's off the album, isn't it?
Yeah, but it says in big letters, In My Place, live at Coco. But it wasn't live. So we'll play the album version, single version, next. The Chris Moyle Show. 8:53 on Radio 1. Good morning. National Radio 1. Yeah. That's just for you there. Coldplay, In My Place. We'll play that for you if you're in a car going to work.
Mm-hmm. In a place.
Generic thing. Yeah, if you're a person in a car going to work, that was just for you.
Mwah.
There's a kiss there as well.
Mwah.
So not for men. Right, see this thing, Dave. How do you get to today's from yesterday's the brilliant Tone Loc and Wild Thing?
Tone Loc is from California, as is Gwen Stefani, who's married to Gavin Rossdale from Bush. Bush rhymes with push, which is one of two directional options on a door. A door is what normally provides your escape in the event of a fire. Firewoman was a 1989 hit for the Cult. The Cult now consists essentially of founder members Ian Astbury and Billy Duffy. Billy Duffy shares the same surname as Steve and Tintin Duffy, but a 1985 hit with Kiss Me With Your Mouth. Mouth is a word that is often associated with the seaward exit of a river. River Phoenix is the name of a now sadly departed actor who starred alongside Harrison Ford and Sean Connery in the 1989 film Indiana Jones Last Crusade. If you add an R to the end of the word crusade, you get Crusader, which is the model name of the last batch of Ford Cortinas. The Ford Cortina was replaced by the Ford Sierra. Sierra is a mate of Missy Elliott's, who also probably knows Eminem and D12. D12 is a rap collective that includes the musical talents of the fat dude at the back called Bizarre. And if Bizarre decided he wasn't good enough to make it in the world of music and wanted to set up a company that manufactured ink for fountain pens and photocopies and stuff, he might call his company Bizarre Ink, which links us to Bizarre Ink and Playing With Knives.
Very nice, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Bam, 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 bam. That one. Right, nice and loud, please. Bit of old school on Radio 1.
Oh my gosh. Golly gosh.
It's Bizarre Inc. and Playing With Knives on Radio 1. Seamless link, Dave?
Seamless link, yes.
Wow. No problems at all?
I don't think so.
Okay, nice one. Need to talk to Alan in a second about Big Brother. Because he's loving Vanessa.
Okay.
Who I think is
irritating.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
She was irritating even from the first moment I saw her on that first show.
Oh my god, what's going on?
just an irritating kind of. She's got a slight. It's half Omgi, half idiotic, moronic woman.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Is that it? Okay. That was evil.
Who talks like that? Do you know what I mean? Okay.
With Big Brother, it's all personal.
People like that
it?
Should be whipped until it's, they speak proper, like what we do.
It's who you'd like to be friends with at the end of the day. That's who you tend to get on with and who you want to keep in the house.
Do you, honestly?
Do you like Maxwell?
I what?
You like Maxwell? You
I'm,
think he's
I'm
cool?
very up and down about Maxwell. He's got a very nasty streak to him, as a lot of them have. They've all gotten really vicious, nasty streaks. He's got a, he snaps very easily.
Did you see Derek last night?
Derek again. Roberto again. Roberto's a bit of a bully. And, you know, I just... Honestly, if I was in there... I kind of understand. Well, we're into half time. We should just do this properly. It's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say,
"Let's get ready to rumble."
Clever clogs.
Right, so, yes.
Can I also
Sam,
express?
Right? I feel a bit sorry for Sam. I think Sam's all right.
I like her.
She's got a nervous laugh, which she does constantly all the time. And after she does this laugh, and afterwards her face drops to nothing. So she goes, yeah, right. And she just kind of does that. That's a bit weird. We're keeping you up there, Rach.
No, sorry.
Just having a nice big yawn here.
Sometimes you need a bit of a yawn.
Right. But anyone who replies to most questions with "shut up" or
But she's getting bullied. I think she should turn around and tell him to shut up.
I think she's being bullied now because she's been doing that for the whole thing. They've given up on trying to be nice to her, and
no,
now it's just got quite nasty.
No, rubbish. Who's trying to be nice to her?
At the beginning, people were trying to put up with it, but
no,
then one
weren't.
By one, people started coming in the diary room and saying, weren't. "That Sam is a cow."
Yeah, because they all turned against her.
Why, though?
Because Leslie's a bully, right?
Yes, she is.
They should send her an anti-bullying wristband and then make her wear it. She's a bully.
She is.
Right? And I think she's... And honestly, look, she's from Huddersfield and from Leeds. I've seen a million and one of those girls, right? They're nasty, vicious little... Can I say bitches or not? But I mean it in a kind of... They're nasty, vicious little bitches. That's what they do. They bitch. And they bully. And she's a... Oh, and by the way, Leslie thinks that she looks good.
She does.
She genuinely believes she's a looker. Now, the only looker she looks like a pig. Seriously, what a fat, ugly trollop of a woman she is. She's there going, "Look, right, the thing is, though, Sam, I think your problem is that... When you came in house, you had Anthony and Maxwell wrapped around your finger." Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah, you did. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. And then the attention's gone on someone else now, on Saskia, and you don't like it. No, that's not it. Yeah, it is. Because, no, honestly, I'm the same, you know, because obviously, you know, men find me fit. You know what I mean? So when you come in the house, and I mean, they're not my type at all. Excuse. But, you know... Because when men don't find me fit, I think, what's wrong with me? Because I know I look good. You know, I know I am sexy. You're about as sexy as a pile of poo.
Whereas Sam, on the other hand, I would say is in the top three of the most attractive people who have ever been in Big Brother ever.
I can believe that, but that doesn't make them a good housemate or deserving to
Leslie, seriously, that fat trollop thinks she looks good. Do me a favour. Seriously, never in a million years.
Well, at the moment...
Honestly, love, you know, I mean, check me out, you know what I mean? Yeah, we have. Put some clothes on. Trollop. I don't like... Do you know what? I don't like her because she's a bully.
Yes.
And I ain't down with the bullies. And make me a cup of tea, by the way, Rachel.
Maybe three today.
Shut your face.
The favourites...
I don't like bullies.
The favourites to go this week are Leslie...
Yep.
Sam...
Yeah.
And my favourite, Vanessa.
I hate Vanessa.
You can't hate Vanessa.
Leslie's going to stay, Sam's going to stay. Get rid of Vanessa, that's what I say. We don't lose anything by Vanessa leaving. We'll lose nothing at all.
There are many types of people going to Big Brother house. Every year we see the
vote
same
Vanessa.
Type of
Kick
thing.
Vanessa out.
No, don't vote
Kick Vanessa.
Vanessa
out.
No.
Who do you want to lose?
People go in and they're quiet at the start.
Kick Vanessa out.
And when the numbers get
Kick
less during the series, they come out and they start being themselves and they start being very funny.
No,
Vanessa's
she's not funny.
One of those people. She'll be good halfway through the series onwards.
She's not. She's
at
a
the
lap
moment,
dog.
There's too many big egos.
She's
there.
A lapdog. Lapdog for Leslie. Get rid of her.
No, Leslie can go. I think. Sam can go.
No way.
No, man.
If she goes, there's no point watching anymore.
She's nasty, right?
Do you know, I've got to say, though, I find Saskia quite fit.
Do you know, she's got very pretty eyes. I was watching her this morning.
She's got a very pretty small face that doesn't really suit her big body. But I've got to say, that little nurse's outfit, man alive, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's well, my temperature.
The favourites to win the series, so maybe you
and
might...
sex with me.
You might be able to say the favourites to win the series, which might mean they're safe this week, right? And Maxwell, the favourite,
yeah.
Saskia, and, get this, Kamal.
Kamal's growing on me, I've got to admit.
If he calms down, he'll grow on me a bit more.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Kamal's all right.
Kamal must wear his hemorrhoid cushion at all times.
Yeah.
Why can't they get rid of that science idiot?
Is he an idiot?
Yeah.
He's talented.
I ain't in here to hurt anybody. I'm in here to spread love.
Do one, pal.
Knowledge. And, you know what I mean? Just go through the vibe.
Go food
or that's the problem, isn't it? This week, because everybody's up and there's something bad about each of them, it could go any way, couldn't it, really? There isn't a clear favourite as far as I'm concerned.
Why?
Well, because you're all nasty gits, basically.
Oh. Ah! Oh. Gosh.
Well, it's true. Derek, after yesterday, he can go because he was quite nasty. She'd never talk to a lady like that.
Gosh.
But there we go. So, okay then, let's get questions for Leslie, Vanessa, and Sam.
Well, Leslie won't. Leslie might go. She can't go. You can't vote her out. She's a bully. She's got to stay. I want to see her booted out by Big Brother for bullying and threatening behaviour. That'd be great. Honestly, love. Did you watch it last night?
No.
Do you know what she said?
Nope.
Okay, where is it? This is what she said.
Don't tell me to shut up, Sam, because one day you'll be sorry if you tell me to shut up again, and I swear, believe me, when I do leave you, I'll be waiting for you, love.
Oh, honestly, I don't look... Maybe it's a northern thing, right? Mm. Maybe it's because I moved away from the north, but every time you went out in town on a Friday, Saturday night, you'd hear girls like that, right, with a bag of chips screaming at some other girl across the road.
In the taxi queue.
Oh, just every time. And as my mother would say, common as muck. And it just does my head in. Just how many... I've been hearing this since I was 15.
Don't tell me to shut up, Sam, because one day you'll be sorry every time I shut up again, and I swear, believe me, when I do leave you, I'll be waiting for you, love.
See, what's that all about? I don't like... I don't endorse violence of any kind at all, apart from... I'd have just loved it if Sam would have walked up to her and just given a slap in the face, right? Just one slap, whack, like that. And Leslie goes... That'd have done me fine.
It would have turned into a Jerry Springer programme.
Leslie would have grabbed her.
That'd
put her in a place. She's all gob, Leslie. All gob and arse and fat belly. That's what she is. She's all beef burger.
So
And everyone's moaning about some food. She goes in Big Brother in the diary room. She goes, right, I've decided, right, I'm going to go on hunger strike. I bet that is 5 minutes, the fat, sweaty cow. You should bloody go on hunger strike. Lose some fat, you porky cow.
For Leslie, what shall I ask?
For Leslie? Oh, man, do you know what I mean? I think you should give her an anti-bullying wristband.
And okay, taking one with me.
Yeah.
Shall I ask if she's waiting for Sam?
And say, do you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how attractive would you rate yourself? And whatever answer she gives you, just go, oh, right. No, I'm sorry, that's the wrong answer. It's a 1. And only because you have big breasts? And what are those about? One of those maternity suits. Anyway.
81199 if there's any questions you want to ask for Sam, Leslie or Vanessa.
Sam is, why do you laugh all the time? Or are you aware that you laugh all the time? And Comedy Dave fancies you.
I wouldn't say I fancy her, obviously.
Yeah, but I think she'd go with you because you're famous.
Do you?
Yeah. I do as well, I genuinely believe that.
You
could cop off with it because you're famous.
I'm not into all that.
Yeah, but you'd have a, you know...
That's because you're married.
Yeah, exactly. This is my point, Rachel. You know,
yeah, but you could have, you know.
There was a time when that sort of thing.
You just have a play with her, you know what I mean? Yeah. Football, obviously, is what I'm thinking. That's all I mean, Rachel. Give me the touch.
You can still fancy someone.
You can still snog them. It's not cheating, is it? You know the definition of cheating is getting caught.
Hmm.
Oh.
Touchy territory.
Territory. What's a territory?
Territory. Yeah,
I'm sorry. What am I? I'm on touchy territory.
And Vanessa.
Vanessa. No, do you know I don't like her.
I do.
She's just nothing.
I'll give her a hug.
Don't you dare give her a hug.
Why not? She's nice.
I don't want you being nice to her.
What? Oh, I would be friends with her if she was on the outside.
Hey, did Vanessa. You hear her yesterday?
Yeah. I think so.
She's. Oh, you would not.
I would.
But you know what, though? She would be, I'm looking you right in the eyes now, she would go into the category of your friends. Now, granted, not all your friends, but you have a small group of friends that everybody else hates.
Right.
And you're the only person on the planet who likes them.
Right.
These are what we call your irritating, annoying friends.
Right.
She would go in that group of friends.
Okay.
Especially...
That is quite nasty.
Oh, what? Rage,
that is not nice.
What about that one mate of his that we all hate?
I don't hate any
of
Alex's friends.
That's all untrue, and you're only adding...
Has she met him?
Has
she met that guy?
I don't know who you mean.
Yes, you do. You know exactly... You know the guy I mean. They booed him off the road show because he was irritating.
That's only you. You had a problem with this one person. That was... Well, Maggie didn't actually tell me if that's the case. Dave didn't tell me that if that's the case. You're the only one who came to me and said, I don't like your friends. The amount of hangers-on I'm polite to around you.
Oh, I know the one you mean.
You know the one
yeah,
I mean.
I just don't
know. Seriously, the guy's got a gob on him and he's got an opinion about everything. You'd think he works at Radio 1, but whilst he's in there.
Just
somebody's got a mouth and an opinion about everything. Oh, I hate those kind of people.
That's what happened. I think he clashed with you. That's what happened.
He clashed with me. He's just a mouth on legs.
He's not.
And everybody hates him. Anyway, Vanessa will go into that category with you.
Then she's welcome there, because she can be my friend.
Oh, she'd be one of those people that Alec goes, he rings you and goes, hey, it's a nice sunny day, we're just out having a drink, why don't you come and join us? Yeah, we might do that. Who are you with? It's just me and Vanessa, and you know what? Actually, I can't make it. You know, one of those friends?
Mm.
Fine. Yeah.
So Vanessa gets a hug off me,
no, she doesn't
and
get a hug off
I
you.
Will ask her...
I need to fart in her face. I think that'd be really funny.
How rude is that?
Because you sit in the front row and you go, Vanessa, here's a question. Stand up, let's go. And then waft it towards her and go, can you get a whiff of that girl?
Big brother, little brother would love that.
Yeah. Oh, get a whiff of that.
Fine.
Actually, that'll be your punishment that you have to do that to one of the housemates. If you're upset, that's your punishment.
Okay, fine.
Get a whiff of that.
With the hands.
Yeah. Wafted it. Well,
anyway. Should we open the lines?
Yeah. Ready? Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100. Thank you.
As I say after my rant about everybody in the Big Brother house, I love everybody. Peace and harmony to the whole world. Apart from Leslie. I'll tell you what, have I opened the floodgates about Leslie from Big Brother or what?
Most people are on your side, though, aren't they?
Leslie, how far does your saggy chest fall when you take the support away? That's one question.
Someone said they're like knee knockers.
Let's make a mess. Because, well, Vanessa's his favourite, so we should write some really horrible questions for Vanessa. Vanessa? Yeah. I don't know.
Just find her irritating. I've got nothing really against her. She just irritates me.
What I like about her, though, they are all in there, all of them, every single one of them, in the Big Brother house, in my head, as far as I'm concerned, they're all in there for my personal amusement. And it's like playing God. And I absolutely love it. I play with them until I get bored, and then they can go. But that's what it's all about. That's what the show's become now for all the diehard fans.
And is this year's Big Brother as good as the others, in your opinion, as an avid viewer?
It's different. Big Brother itself, as in the This Is Big Brother, is a lot funnier than ever before.
Mm.
And it's clever. And although, I would say, and I'd never tell the makers of Big Brother how to do their job, ever. The only thing I say is, I like the kind of Big Brother playing and joking. But you know the guy who... who did the boo thing?
Yes.
Like that Big Brother voice. Occasionally he drops the odd T.
Does he?
He drops letters because he's getting too casual. And I think Big Brother should enunciate clearly.
That's what I say. With a voice of authority.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't sound the same if it was like, this Big Brother, could Dave come in our room? Do you know? You can't do that. Mm. It's going to be, this Big Brother,
Could Dave come to the diary room?
That's, you know... But
proper enunciation.
Yeah, exactly. Because that guy is the guy, when I was in the house, he called me in and called me Quiz. Do you remember that guy?
Oh, we were all in the lounge, weren't we? We're in the lounge across the garden.
This is Big Brother.
He can't say brother, he can't pronounce his R's.
Yeah. It's really funny.
Big Brother. Anyway. Right
not that there's anything wrong with that, of course.
Yeah, but it's slightly amusing when he's the voice of Big Brother and can't say brother. Do you know what I mean? It's like Jonathan Ross on Radio 2. Can't say it.
Mm.
Can't say his own surname.
Was.
But still, very nice, lovely man.
And a good broadcaster to boot.
Anyway, there you go. Beautiful. Right, what do you want to do?
Play record?
Yeah, what do you want?
What are the options?
You can have Basement Jacks.
Or?
Basement Jacks.
Basement Jacks, please. So you're going to play the new one.
You want to do Note But Moan?
Can't we play the new one?
No, this is a great one. Oh, it builds.
I like the new one. I like fresh new music. The home of new music, Radio 1.
I'll leave it to Rachel to decide. What would you like to hear, Rachel?
That one.
Okay, that one it is. From the beginning?
Yes. Right.
Adrian in Northern Ireland says, ask Leslie if she ever fancies being a model. Apparently they need a new model for the Lion Bar. I don't know what that means. At the end of the day, right, I know I'm good looking, so, you know, that it's not a problem for me. Hang on 1 second. Sorry about that, it was a bit of indigestion there. Anyway, as I was saying... Just stop a second. Obviously, I you know, as a person, I'm sure she's a very lovely, kind, warm-hearted... no, forget that. She's a fat bully, isn't she? So, you know.
Do you not want to keep her in, though, just for that thing that
she's
annoyed?
Oh, no, she's got to stay in. Okay. Leslie has to stay in.
Okay.
Sam has to stay in. Vanessa, for me, can go. She doesn't bring anything to the party. Now, all of them can stay for me. Bar her, really. Sam has to stay for Dave. Leslie, I want Leslie to stay. Can't really think of anybody who kind of, if they left, it wouldn't make much difference, so I'd say her.
Hmm.
Vanessa.
Maxwell's going to win it, I think.
I think he's going to win it as well.
I'm not so sure. I don't think he will.
I think he's all right, Maxwell.
I do.
I'm telling you right now, it will all change in the next fortnight. And a clear favourite will start to come out in the next 2 weeks. Give him two more weeks and there'll be a new favourite. I bet you a pound.
Who do you think's going to win it then?
I don't know, because it's going to change. I just said that. Are you not listening?
No, but if you can foresee a change, perhaps you can foresee the winner. Could be Derek.
Well, I said that initially, but it won't be because his nasty streak is too much. But, Leslie, calm down, love. We'll come to you in a second. Right, Foo Fighters coming up next. Let's get the last news and sport this morning with Dom and Kerry. It's 9:30.
And the weather, sunny spells with the odd shower mixed in. Warm in the southwest too. Much colder in the east, though.
Mm-hmm. So, but the question is...
Yeah.
As
oh,
always...
Oh, that's why you're doing that. Sorry. Yeah. I thought you were doing...
Is it going to be sunny today?
It's going to be... right, okay. It's going to be sunny-ish. Not as sunny as it has been previously.
Right.
Ish and warm in the southwest, which is good if you're in the southwest, but if you're further north or if you're northeast, colder.
So in other words, you don't know?
Not really sure. But, you know, generally okay, apart from in the places where it's not. Brilliant. Beep, beep, one more trouble, Dominic. Smelly A20 Friday is here. A collapsed sewer is the problem on Townwall Street in Dover. That's between the Woolcomber Street and York Street roundabout. Don't worry about the smell, though. It's almost the weekend. Haroo. Come on, you see the beep, beep, one more trouble, Dominic Byrne. Just got 9:35.
Right, play, go.
Haroo. Oh.
Haroo. Morning, all.
Haroo, what?
You said Haroo. What's Haroo?
Don't worry about the smell, because it's almost the weekend.
Haroo, you said.
I say Haroo.
Right,
I say Haroo.
Right, somebody has emailed me about something. It is Paul Webster has done it. Right?
Yep.
It's a sort of website to do with something, right?
Is it specialist?
What it is it's called Challenge Vader. And on the screen, Darth Vader appears.
Yep.
Right? And it's basically,
you know, animal, mineral, vegetable type thing, right? And he appears on the screen. And then questions appear on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, according to Paul, it works every time. So I don't know if you fancy playing this. It might take a while.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Okay, so what you've got to do, you've got to think of something.
Are we all playing?
What?
Should we all huddle together and think of something?
You can if you want.
It has to be the same thing, doesn't it, probably?
Well, yeah, okay. Well, talks amongst you. You decide amongst yourselves very quickly. But don't tell me, obviously.
It can be anything, can't it?
So we just. Oh, I see. Right, we think of anything at all.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, good, good, good.
Oh, sorry. I just saw that you were doing an elephant.
Okay.
We're not.
Just a bad mime, actually.
Okay, fine. Okay, da 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 da.
Got one.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you thinking of? Is it animal, vegetable, mineral, unknown, or other?
Other.
Other?
Yeah, it's not a mineral, is it?
No.
Does it bring joy to people? Yes, no, depends, maybe, sometimes, or irrelevant?
Irrelevant.
Relevant.
Irrelevant? Mm. Okay, fine. Does it get wet? Yes, no, depends, maybe, sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Depends. Well, sometimes.
I put yes. You said yes.
Yes, it can do.
Yeah.
Is it colourful?
Yes.
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 Okay. That was four, by the way. Keep a track on the score. Is it worn on the human body?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, okay. I should really do it in a voice.
Would you wear it on your wedding day?
No.
Well, you would.
Would you?
Right. It's not exclusive.
Is
that
a yes
to that.
Or is it a depends, maybe, depends. Sometimes?
Depends.
Depends? All right.
The bride wouldn't.
No. Is it usually colourful?
No. Doesn't have to be. Can be, doesn't have to be.
So, depends?
Depends.
Well, yeah.
Or sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
That would work.
Sometimes. Better. Sometimes better.
Does a basketball player use it?
No.
No.
What was it? What? The basketball? Is it used in a sport?
Maybe. No.
Maybe.
No, not. You wouldn't associate it with sport.
Okay. Would you use it daily?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you're playing along at home, boys and girls. Does it have a handle?
No.
No.
Do you use it at work?
Well,
no.
No?
Well,
use is wrong.
Do you use it at work?
You know, use
it at work.
No. Do you use it at night?
No.
Does it provide protection?
Yes.
Come on, Darth, get it, son. Does it fold up easily?
Yes.
Is it running out, Darth? Come on. Is it usually warm?
Can be. Sometimes, perhaps.
Sometimes.
Is it smaller than a loaf of bread?
No.
Come on, Darth. We'll be here all day. Is it as flat as a pancake?
No.
Well,
can
almost.
Be.
Depends.
Okay,
all right, okay.
I don't think you're going to get this.
I never said it was the shortest feature in the world, by the way, when we started it. Do you use it in your home?
Don't use it.
No.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Do you use it in your home? You've all given me a different answer.
No.
Okay, fine. No wonder Darth Vader got bloody beat in them movies. So he's thinking, is it a scarf?
No.
Oh, really? Do most people use this daily?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to carry this on during the next record, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everyone stay where they are, and we'll play. Keep playing this, all right? Is it multicoloured?
Yeah. Can be, perhaps, maybe.
I've got another confession to make. I'm your friend.
Could it be found in a classroom?
No.
Well,
not really. Well.
Someone
Does it have arms?
No.
No. No, no. Are you gone and on
to someone new? Is it comforting?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Is it an apron?
No.
Right.
No.
Is it a fedora?
A what?
I don't know. That's what Darth says. Kilt?
No.
Pajamas?
No.
A coat?
No.
Cowboy boots?
No.
A mobile home?
No.
Sunglasses?
How do you get a mobile home from pajamas?
A cape?
No.
Told you it was rubbish. Is it an elephant?
No.
No.
Crap. Is it a game of Ludo?
No.
No.
Is it Spam?
No.
What was it?
Pair of trousers.
You didn't say trousers.
You said jeans.
Oh, come off it.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrasing, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Best one yet.
I'm having a bit of a coughing fit. Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, one and all.
Good morning, great work, Gary. I'm telling you about the love for you.
Loser.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll tell you.
I like Dominic's shirt today. Thank you, Roy.
Do you really?
It's okay. Blue in colour and
that's
great.
Amazing.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We went to the the theme park yesterday.
Why?
Why? Because we did the GCSE exam in the morning.
Why?
I don't know why we did that. But then we did it, and we went to the theme park, and we had an absolutely cracking time. And you should have come with us, but you're not real, of course. You're on tape.
God, give me strength.
I know, you know. So, but you could have had a few rides with allergies.
I'd rather bite my own arm off.
All right, fair enough.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Emma and I'm from Huddersfield.
Yay! I had such a great weekend.
That's great.
I have a friend who lives there.
Brilliant. Okay, privilege on tape. He's got a friend who lives in Huddersfield.
Oh, who's that?
Richard.
Richard who?
Richard Smith.
Richard Smith who?
What?
I mean, Richard Smith.
That's
who?
Enough.
That's I mean, it. That's
Richard
the full
Smith
name.
Who?
No.
Just Richard Smith, you daft cow. You're not related to Leslie, are you, in the Big Brother house?
I'm not, no.
No. Honestly, I'll be waiting for you when you come out. You're going to get it, Sam. Is the whole of Huddersfield just embarrassed by her?
Yes, we're not all like that.
No, I know you're not.
It's all right, it's Huddersfield.
I like Huddersfield, it's great. Unfortunately, you know, the one person representing Huddersfield at the moment is a big fat slapper.
Well, that's why I'm here to represent her.
Right, are you not fat?
I'm not fat, no.
Right. What do you do, Emma?
I'm a secretary for Northern Foods in Garforth.
Oh, I know Garforth.
Is it nice?
Yeah, you'd be able to get to Garforth from one of my old schools.
Could you? St. Kevin's?
Yeah, it was, actually. Anyway, who are you with, Emma?
I'm with Catherine, my best friend, her boyfriend Paul, and my boyfriend Matthew, and we're just going into Alton Towers.
Oh, are you really? Are you outside now?
Yep.
Oh,
the ride of your life.
You're going to have a day of this. When you find out how much it is to get in. Oh, it's a joke. It's a joke there. What are you driving?
We're driving a Renault Clio.
A Renault Clio?
Yep.
A Renault Clio.
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it.
Hee-haw.
handsome.
Oh, hey!
Two-tone. That's
a nice horn.
It's not a bad horn at all. All right, hang on there, then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Dave and I'm from Stride.
Yay!
I've got a story about that place.
Yeah, what's that?
But that's for another time.
What do you do, Dave?
I'm a carpenter.
Really?
That's not what I've heard.
No, that's meant to mean. You're a carpenter, very nice.
Yeah. Like Joseph.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. You have a girlfriend called Mary, do you?
No, I don't. Right, fair
enough. I was about to tell you, she's going to have a child soon, and it won't be yours. But don't worry about that. There's nothing to worry about now.
You live near a manger.
No, I don't.
Right.
I live there in the high street. What are you driving, Dave?
Driving an Audi A.
Nice wheels.
Driving a play. Lovely.
Let's hear the horn then.
Let's hear it.
It's a horn of plenty.
Oh, yes, it certainly is. Right, are you ready to play the game?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Emma?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Here we go, eyes down, looking. Number one. Mr. Fish had taken Mrs. Fish out for dinner to celebrate their wedding anniversary, Dominic.
Oh, that's nice.
They've had the main courses, which were yummy, and now they're just waiting for the desserts and the coffee. I tell you what, Alan.
Yes?
Mr. Fish's favourite dessert is a cheesecake.
I don't like cheesecakes.
Well, he is, and he's really looking forward to his pudding. And here comes the cake now. Oh, but for some reason, the waitress is saying it's only for show, and Mr. Fish isn't actually allowed to... Yes, Emma?
Have your cake and eat it.
Have your cake and... Well, it's just... No.
Oh, well, it's kind of the opposite of that, actually.
Oh, I know!
Yes, Emma?
You can't have your cake and eat it.
You can't have your cake and eat it. Obviously, it's not have your cake and eat it. That'd be ridiculous. What the hell is wrong with that bloke in your car?
He's like a waiter seal.
Sounds like a Dalmatian.
He's like a waiter seal. Like a waiter seal. You know, they look like a whale, but they sound like a seal.
A whale seal.
Like Leslie.
Yeah, she just looks like a seal.
She looks like a whale and sounds like a cow. Right, so it's a point to you, Emma.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
The Fish family have gone on holiday. It's Cairo, Dom.
Brilliant.
We're enjoying the wonderful Egyptian hospitality. Oh, look! There's Harrods owner, Mohammed Al-Fayed. He recognises Mr. Fish, obviously, and is asking if they're having a nice time in Egypt. Al-Fayed has decided to give the Fish family some advice. He's teaching them how to dress Egyptian and how to talk Egyptian, even how to walk like a local, so they fit in with the rest of the local people. Yes, Dave?
Walk like an Egyptian.
You're absolutely right! Yay! That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done indeed. What are you whispering at, Emma?
I'm saying I know he's got a one.
He's got a one. I tell you what, you struggle with grammar, don't you, my darling? Everything you say is wrong. Now it comes out of your mouth right. I tell you what, she does sound like Leslie, doesn't she?
No, it does.
Don't tell me to shut up, Sam, because one day I'll be sorry every time I shut up again, and I swear, believe me, when I do leave you, I'll be waiting for your love.
Emma, can you just say to me, you shut up?
You shut up?
Yeah. Mm. It's not as common as Leslie. Mm. Right, whoever gets this one right is the winner.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is trying to work out what time he should go to bed. Apparently he's going to be up very early tomorrow. He's just trying to plan his bedtime so he can get enough sleep. And he's worked it out. He's going to have, basically, what the problem is, he's got to get up early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So if he needs to the same amount of sleep, he needs to go to bed early. Really?
Right.
So, because you're getting up early. It was Emma.
Early bird catches the worm.
Mm. Early bird catches the worm.
Whoa, it's good, but it's not right.
Yes, Dave?
Early bird, early rise.
Early bird, early rise.
You're very close, but it's not the right answer.
Not the right answer. He's basically... Yes, Dave, again?
Early to bed, early rise.
Early to bird. I can't give you early to bird, early rise. Early
you're very
bird,
close.
Shut up
but
now.
It's not the right answer.
Yes, Emma.
The early bird catches
no.
the worm.
No. Oh, no. Yes, Dave.
Early to bed, early to rise.
You're a winner.
Yay! Oh, Emma.
Oh.
Are you all right?
No, I'm sad.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, have a good day anyway. Bye. Right, so she's gone. Well done, Dave.
Cheers, mate.
Yep. Congratulations, you've won a day out with Emma.
Unfortunately.
I'll
take it.
Really? Oh, mate will take it.
Yeah, mate will take it.
Yeah. By the sound of it, though, your mate will take anything.
Yeah, he probably will.
Yeah. Try
to building.
Bye-bye. Bye. There you go. Sorry about that, Dave. Your mate just got you cut off.
That would have cut him off anyway, though, wouldn't it, I suppose?
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
That's it then. It's the end of the show, end of the week.
Mm.
Back on Monday. Yeah, just got the weekend to do. And
yeah.
Joe Wiley will be coming on in a minute. Mm. So
good. Listen to her.
Yeah.
Mm. I like her.
It's good.
Joe Wiley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She plays records.
She does. And talks.
I like her too.
Talks good.
She's fit as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Colin and Edith are going to be coming on.
I like that.
Colin, of course, good. With his with his rubbish tattoo.
Mm.
Which is of the band Five Star. Edith, who was lovely too.
Mm.
And then Scott Mills comes on. He's got that short show because it's a Friday, 4 o'clock start, 5:45 finish.
That's not bad, is
I
it?
I like his show.
You know? Mm. It's very good, funny, though.
Mm.
Good features.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he has. I've never kind of found attractive this myself. Show is but no, good. It's good to see that you're embracing you know, the good lookingness of other men.
Mm. No.
Fine. And then Friday, Tongi's on at 6, and the weekend starts.
Yay! I like Tongi.
It's good.
Carl Cox is live from Ibiza tonight. So,
that's good. That's dance music.
Old,
yeah,
well,
I like a beat.
Time for us to go then. Right, we're off for our Friday breakfast meeting, which is great. We talk about work and they pay for our scrambled egg on toast. I love it. I love expenses. Show is next. Have a great weekend.